Good morning, everyone. Well, it's going to be afternoon or evening by the time you're listening to this, but it's morning for me right now. Welcome back to the Daily Drives. I'm your host, Jason Cremines, as always. You can find me on social media at the official Jason Cremines on Instagram because somebody took my name. So I had to show them how, I'm the official Jason Cremines. So if you're looking for me, that's one of the places that you can find me. I spend a lot of time on Instagram more so than Facebook or even Twitter for that matter. I'm working on getting better at all those things, so bear with me. In the meantime, Instagram is the place to hook up, or Snapchat is also a good place to find me. I'm Jason Cremines on Snapchat, Cremines Jason on Twitter. And I'm pretty much Jason Cremines for everything else. Jason Cremines rocks on Facebook, Jason Cremines on Periscope, I mean just all that stuff. If you just Google my name, Cremeans, the first thing that you'll see is a guy who got like 33 years for killing someone in Cleveland, Ohio. That's not me. That's somebody else. I don't do that. Anyway, so it's follow-up Friday. I'm going to do this every Friday for you guys. I got a lot of positive feedback from the podcast, Ohio to Florida, People Helping People. It was a really good podcast. I put my heart and soul into that. I put my whole life out on Front Street for all of you, and it's a very uncomfortable thing to do. For those of you who know me personally and know me really well, you know that I'm the kind of person that I don't put my business out there. I don't tell people how much money I make. I don't tell people what kind of problems I'm having with, financial struggles or personal struggles or, things like that. But I'm changing all of that. I've decided that with the stuff that I have going on in my world, there's no reason that I shouldn't tell everyone about it. Because if nothing else, it can at least be a way for people to see that shit gets bad sometimes, but that doesn't mean that you're going to die and you're never going to get through this. I mean, things get bad. They do. And sometimes it's because of your own stupidity, right? Sometimes it's because of shit that you did that you knew you shouldn't have done, or shit that you did that you wish you hadn't done, but you can't change it now, right? So sometimes it's our own fault, the crap that happens to us. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Sometimes you have absolutely no control over a situation. A really good example is, my job right now. I like the work that I do, but the company that I work for, maybe not so much. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But my point is that I started sharing this story with you because I thought that it would be a really good way to connect with people and to let people know that, look, I'm a human being too, man. My social media looks pretty and things look great, but at the end of the day, man, I'm just like you, and you're just like me. We're all pretty much the same. I don't care if you're making $100 million a year or if you're having a hard time living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter where you're at on the financial scale, the social scale. None of that stuff matters. We're all the same. We all have our stuff that we have to deal with. Some of us do a really good job at dealing with things. Myself, I think I could include myself in that. My good friend Jeremy Sykes, the Psycho Man, man, over on also Anchor.fm, he's got a podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, it's called Good Vibes. Go check him out, man. He's always got something good to say. He talked a lot about getting rid of excuses. Last week, I listened to that podcast. It was really good, just solid stuff. So anyway, go check him out, the Psycho Man, Good Vibes. Make sure you listen to him. But anyway, he thinks a lot like me. He's really good at getting through adversity and things. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you, if you want to talk about adversity, this guy has seen it, man. He had a son that died from an inoperable brain tumor at a very early age. It was a very difficult thing for all of us. Of course, for him more than anybody, for him and his wife more than anyone. But man, he's getting through it, and I know that it's a daily struggle for him. But you know what? He's out there on his podcast trying to pump life into people, and that says something about him as a person. You know, he's got his own stuff to deal with. He's got his own heart broken. He's got his own, his own things that he has to go through, his own mental challenges, emotional challenges. But he's out there every day, man, giving it to you guys, letting you know that it's okay. It's okay to want to give up, you know? As long as you don't do it. Right, Andy Fisella? I mean, he says the same thing all the time. It's okay to want to give up. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be like, damn this, this sucks. I want to just quit. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to stop doing this. This needs to stop. It's okay to feel that way. As long as you don't quit. And that's what Follow Up Friday is about. So, for those of you who already listened to the podcast, you know that my family and I moved from Ohio to Florida. We've had a hard time making it. I got scammed a few times along the way. We lost a bunch of money. The rest of our money we've spent pretty much on hotels, bed and breakfast, and camping sites, and eating. It's very expensive to eat when you don't have a kitchen from which to cook. It really is. It's just very expensive. It doesn't matter what you're getting, because you can't go eat McDonald's every day, because it's going to go right through you and you're going to end up constantly being hungry anyway. So we had to buy food that we could cook, you know, on the grill and things like that, so that we're not eating nothing but processed crap that's meant to be in the microwave or the oven for a few minutes. So it's imperative. That was a fellow employee, only a technician. Anyway, so it's imperative that it's imperative that you don't eat crap all the time, especially under times of high stress. So obviously it's been a stressful few weeks for us, a stressful couple of months actually. So this is the last. You definitely do not want to eat garbage when you're already dealing with garbage in your life. So it's expensive to buy the things that you can eat on, you know, by cooking them on the grill at a campsite or, you know, things like that. It's tough, man. It really is. So all of our money's gone, literally all of it. We're down to, like, we have a few dollars here, a few dollars there, but we're not homeless. We have a place to live. The good friends that took us in, let us use their house for a week while they were gone in Ohio visiting friends and family. They offered, we didn't ask, they offered to let us go ahead and stay there in their house, their condo, a little two bedroom. It's a nice place, a little Florida room on the back. They've got a pool that we can use, so the kids like that. It's 15 minutes from my office, 15-minute drive from my office, so that's pretty nice. And it's in an area where there are things that are close by. We literally have a Publix, which is, if you're not from Florida, it's like a Giant Eagle. For those of you from Ohio, you know that pretty well. So it's like a Giant Eagle, and it's right across the street from us. So we have a place to go and get groceries and things like that right nearby. My company provides me with a car, so I have transportation. My wife still has her car, which just has just a little over 100,000 miles on it. We bought it a little over a year ago. It's in really good shape. There's nothing wrong with it. Tires are good. We just changed the brakes before we left from Ohio. So everything's good, and everything is moving up. Everything's looking up. We're living with friends. My wife and I are sleeping on their couch. The kids get the baby's room. The baby's only, 4 months old, so he's freaking adorable. So in all of this craziness, I get to hold a baby about every day and talk to him like he's an adult and listen to him try to talk back. It's really awesome. I love that. It really warms my heart, and it's a way to relieve a lot of stress. So we're pretty thankful for that. And of course, my wife loves to hold the baby too. Anyway, so they've allowed us to crash there till we figure something else out. Now, with that being said, as I said, we are broke. We have no money, but we don't really need anything. Everything's basically taken care of. We have a little bit of money to throw in the gas tank if we need to use Nikki's car to go somewhere or something. But once again, we don't really need anything right now. It's a couple weeks before the next paycheck hits. But I think that we're gonna be okay. We still have people trying to help us out. My brothers, Michael and Zach and Josh. Those guys are trying to help us out. They keep offering. I keep saying, just hang on to it, man. Just just hold off. Don't help me yet. Let me keep going. Let me keep trying to make things happen on my own. I appreciate the help, man. I really do. And sometimes, you know, I used to let my pride get in the way. I wouldn't ask for help, but I'm not doing that anymore. I realize that, you know, sometimes people need a hand, and, you know, for someone like me who's helping people out all the time, it's no reason that I can't occasionally throw something out there and ask people for help. And I've found that people are really willing to help, man, when even people you never expected to be willing to help. They're willing to help. When they see that you're fighting and you're struggling and you're trying and you're driving and you're doing everything that you can, you just need a little bit of a push to help you get you over the edge. That's what it's all about, man. It's people helping people, which is why I titled the podcast the way that I did, because it's not just me doing this. It's not just my family, you know, pulling together and making things happen. We are, but at the same time, we have people along the way that have helped pick us up and to brush us off and say, hey, everything's going to be okay. You know, and you need that in your life. When you're feeling stressed, when you're facing adversity, when you're dealing with obstacles and you're having a hard time, you need those people in your life that are going to say, look, man, it's going to be okay. Keep driving, man. I got you. I'm here. You know, I want to do what I can to help you. Obviously, they're not going to be able to just snap their fingers and make everything okay. None of my friends have been able to do that. But hey, when you can throw $50 my way and that helps me to put food in my kids', you know, bellies for the evening, sometimes it's all I need. You know, it's not even, and it's not, sometimes it's not money, man. Sometimes it's just, hey, can we talk for a few minutes? Can I bitch about something real quick? Can I just get this off my chest? Honestly, it's one of the reasons I started the podcast, so that I could talk to people. You're not talking back. You know, you're not interrupting me. You're not stopping my train of thought, which sometimes I derail on my, you know, on my own, but a lot of times I get derailed by people asking questions. I go off on a tangent and I forget, you know. So we're doing okay. We have the things that we need. We have a mattress on order, a collapsible mattress on order that's coming in. It's one of the things we spent some of the last of our money on. Because we have to have something to sleep on that's not that couch, because it's killing Nikki. She can't, it's killing her back, man. She can't sleep like that. Every day she's waking up, and her back is killing her. So we got to work on that. I still haven't gotten back into the gym. That's killing me. That's driving me nuts every day. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get back to the gym. With the transition with, you know, living with somebody else, with trying to keep everybody happy and trying to go to work with a level head and a clear head and do the things that I know I need to do in order to make the income that we need. It's a juggling act, I'm not going to lie. It's difficult, and it is taking me some time to kind of get into the swing. But I think I've finally made it. When I say finally, I mean like today. I'm starting to figure out, I feel like I've got it all figured out as far as my schedule, where I work, and how I can squeeze that gym time in throughout the day. It looks like it's going to have to be an evening thing now instead of going first thing in the morning like I love to do, or going sometime in midday where I can pick Nikki up and we can go and work out for 45 minutes, hour and a half, and just get it done. So I think I have a pretty good idea of how I'm going to schedule this. So now it's a matter of sitting down and just really digging into when I want to go to the gym and make that happen. Because without that, the stress level is going to continue to build. I need to get into the gym and work myself out, take care of my body. And Nikki has started to put on a few pounds. She's not happy with that at all. Some of the clothes that she just bought are a little snug. She's like, uh-uh, we're not doing this. She's ready to get back into the gym too. And that's really, it's really important, man. You gotta take good care of yourself. Remember I talked about not eating garbage under times of high stress? Well, that's also the last time that you don't want to not exercise when you're feeling a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. Because you have to keep your body moving. You have, and not just your body. I'm not talking about your arms and your legs and your toes. And I'm not talking about your muscles and things like that. I'm actually talking about like your endocrine system, your digestive system. All of those things kind of coincide. They work together. And you have to make sure when you're under times of great stress that you keep those things moving. So eating right is imperative. Exercise, imperative. So you've got to continue to do those things no matter how difficult life gets for you. Because what happens is we keep getting punched in the face, and instead of coming out swinging, we curl up into the corner and just cover our face instead. So nothing gets done. You're still getting pounded on regardless. And you're not accomplishing the goals that you're trying to accomplish. And it's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. You just continue to beat yourself down. So not only do you have other things beating you down in that corner, but now you're beating yourself down as well because you know you're beaten. You can't do that. You have to come back out of that corner swinging, man. You got to fight for your life. This is your life. Go out and grab it and take it. You know, don't let other things, don't let these adversities that you're facing, don't let them push you down and keep you there. It's okay to get down. You're going to get down sometimes. That's okay. I'm not telling you not to be human. I'm human too. You know, there are times that I just want to fucking say fuck it, you know. There are those times. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I never feel that way or that I never have to worry about that, because I do. I'm just like you. I'm no different. I'm no better. I'm not special. The reason that you're listening to me instead of me listening to you is because I'm hosting a podcast. That's it. If you want to host a podcast, go for it and let me know, and I'll come and listen to you too. I listen to The Psycho Man, Good Vibes. I listen to the MFCEO Project, Andy Frisella, Von Kohler, Ben Newman. I listen to those guys. I like to hear, you know, Tony Robbins talk about, you know, self-empowering. I don't care if you think it's cheesy. I don't care if you think it's bogus. I don't care if you think that all they're doing is selling hope. I don't care. You know, I don't care what you think, because you're not the one selling multi-millions of books. You know what I mean? You're not the one with New York Times bestsellers. You're not the one that drives, you know, flies a private jet. And, I mean, call me crazy, call me stupid, whatever. But you'll see. I mean, I'm working on this. My business is important to me. And building that business is important to me. And making sure that that culture is exactly what I want it to be is important to me. All of these things are important to me, and I'm going to make them happen, and you'll see that they will. If you continue to follow me, you will see that the things that I tell you will happen. Because that's what the Daily Drives is all about. Drive. It's all about driving every single day. Pushing yourself forward every single day. Moving the scale, right? Every single day. So, we're not homeless. We have a place to live thanks to some friends that are willing to help us out. In addition, the kids are in school. That was a big stressor for us. They spent 2 weeks with no school. Obviously, one of those weeks, we can call it spring break, because they had spring break here, they had spring break up there in Ohio. So either way, one of those weeks we can say is a wash. But there was another week there they should have been in school, and that was driving us nuts. But we didn't have an address with which to register them, so there was no way to do so. But as soon as we were given a place to stay, and they said you can stay here, you can use this address for the kids to get in school, and when we found out how awesome the school was, oh, we could not wait to get them registered. And now, they love it. They love it. Ethan's in band, which he hasn't done for 2 years because they didn't have it in his school in Columbus, but they did in Nelsonville when we were in Nelsonville. They had it there. So he started already. He's got a year of experience, but they don't start him here until sixth grade, which is the grade that he's in. So he's not too far behind. In fact, he may be right on schedule with them, which is awesome. So he came home the other day and he said, Jason, I'm officially a full-on geek. Like, what are you talking about, buddy? What do you mean you're officially a full-on geek? He said, well, not only am I in band, but guess what kind of club they have there? I said, what kind of club is that, buddy? He said, they have chess club. Now, this kid, his biological father used to play chess with him, and he really liked playing chess with his dad. So, obviously they don't see each other much anymore, and not to any fault of my own, I promise you that. But anyway, so they don't see much of each other anymore, and he wants to continue that little tradition kind of thing that they have, you know, which is cool. And the fact that he's really interested in chess is awesome because it's a strategy type game, and it will help teach him a lot of different things. So I really encourage the chess playing. So that guy's a dick. So, yeah, some dude just pulled out in front of me because he's an asshole. Anyway, so so he's super excited about being a full-on geek, and I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. And I explained to him, of course, being a full-on geek means you've got to get good grades too. So he's like, well, are we cool with A's and B's? I was like, no, A's will work. A's will work. So we'll see how he does. I'm sure he'll do fine. But he seems like he's pretty excited about it, really happy. Now, Elena, she is almost out of middle school. They've only got a month left, so 4 weeks, literally, of school, and they're done for the year. So they're both really happy about that, too. They thought they're going to be in school a little bit longer. So Elena, she's almost done with middle school and looking forward to going to high school. Now, the high schools around here, you can elect to go to just your general high school, or you can go to a specialty high school. So she's talking about the possibility of going to the performing arts school, which would be right up her alley, be perfect for her. So they're really happy. They've got a pool that they can swim in almost every day if they, as long as we're able to get in there with them. They do have to have an adult present. So they've got a pool that they can swim in. They've got a baby to hang out with, who's more mature than they are half the time. And you know, they're able to eat every day, and everything's cool. Everything's good. It's all looking up. It's not perfect. It'll probably never be perfect, but it's moving that direction. So thank you guys very much for all the support. The number of listeners from that podcast still continues to blow my mind. I really appreciate you guys sharing this stuff. So once again, I'm gonna finish this up here. I told you it wasn't going to be a very long podcast. I'm trying to keep it under 30 minutes. So I'll finish this up here. But first, I've got a quick stop I've got to make. So I'm going to go in here and take care of this. And if you need to go take a bathroom break, go right ahead. And I'll see you back here in just a minute. Okay, I am back. Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. Ah, shit, I already did that joke once. Sorry. All right, so, man, this bathroom at this gas station that I just went into was so cold. How cold was it? It was so cold that it felt like I was in an outhouse in Ohio. Eh, you didn't like that joke? I thought it was a good one. Anyway, so, yeah, it was pretty damn cold in there. Anyway, I want to wrap this up. I didn't want to spend, you know, too much time on this, but I did want to give you guys a quick follow-up. So, bottom line is, things aren't perfect, you know? We still have a long way to go before we're in a situation where we feel like we're stable and everything's cool and there's pretty much, you know, no stress as far as that's concerned. We still have a way to go, miles. But we have everything going for us, you know, as far as we have income coming in. You know, I have a job. We have transportation. We have our health. We have our family. You know, our kids are healthy. Everything's good. We're eating. The guys that we're staying with, they are going to be buying a house soon. They may go ahead and allow us to rent their condo for a, you know, reduced rate. And that will save us having to put down a security deposit in last month's rent. They're going to kind of rent it to us on a month-to-month basis. Hopefully that'll work out for us. If not, we'll find something else. No big deal. But either way, The point is that we're moving forward. And this is how I'm going to wrap this up. This is my final thoughts on this. And I hope this is what I want you to take from this. It doesn't matter what you have going on in your life. If you just lost your job, if you don't have a job, or you know, you're looking for a job, if you're so unemployed, or if you're not in the best situation in your home life, if your relationship sucks, if the job that you have sucks, all of these things are going to change. Everything's going to be different. You know, I can't tell you when, but I can tell you that the more action that you take to drive yourself towards your goals, then you're going to see things changing at a much faster rate than if you do nothing at all. Because if you do nothing at all, you're just going to continue doing what you're doing. And if you're just going to continue to do what it is that you're doing, you're going to always end up where you've always been. So I think it's important to realize where you are, where you want to be, and what it's going to take to get you to where you want to be as opposed to where you are, and to break that down into little daily goals in order to move yourself in the direction that you want to go. There's magic in the action, folks. There's magic in action. So if you're feeling bad, you've got a lot of weight on your shoulders, you know, maybe there's something that's bothering you, maybe you procrastinated on something that you probably should get done, just do it. Just do it, man. Just get it done, and you're going to find that action, just getting that task completed, being able to check that off your list, that by itself is going to relieve stress for you. So no matter how shitty things get, remember, it's going to be different. It's going to change. It's not always going to be this way. And as long as you keep your head up and keep moving forward and keep chipping away at those daily goals, keep using your power list. You know, don't lose. Win every single day. If you need a refresher course on that, go to Andy Fasella's podcast, the MFCEO Project. Listen to, I don't remember what the number episode it is, but the episode is called Win the Day. If you listen to that, it's really going to simplify everything for you and tell you how, you know, small little wins help to build confidence and they help to relieve stress, because those accomplishments, those tiny little accomplishments might not seem like much today, but down the road, they're going to add up to a lot. So keep your head up. Don't let everything get you down. Keep your head up and keep going. Keep moving forward. Keep chipping away at your goals. Don't stop. Don't give up. It's your life. Go out and grab it. Take what you need. Don't be afraid. We all have fears. We all have apprehensions. We all have obstacles. We all have problems. We all have issues. Just go. Just go. That's all I got to tell you, man. Just do it. Keep moving forward. When you find a problem, forget about the problem. Work on the solution. Find out what the solution to the problem is and start working toward that solution. And I'm telling you, the more action you take, the easier things are going to get for you. The more confident you're going to feel, and the lower your stress level is going to be. I promise you. Go do it. Get it done. Do it anyway. I don't care how you feel. Do it anyway. And with that, that's going to wrap this up. I really appreciate you guys sharing this. Please continue to share my podcast with people. I think that we're making an impact one person at a time. I've had a few people that have literally reached out to me personally to tell me that they've been impacted by this, and I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that. So continue, please, to share this with folks, because I'm telling you, it is making a difference. And you helping me reach people is going to help somebody. You have no idea. You have no idea who needs this right now. You have no idea. And sometimes you may never know. I may never know the number of people that I've helped. I may never know. You may never know the person that you might have changed somebody's life. You don't know. So let's go for it, man. Let's do it. Follow me on social media. Please, the official Jason Cremines on Instagram, Jason Cremines on Snapchat, Twitter, and Periscope. And, you know, of course, I'm also on Facebook, Jason Cremines Rocks. Hit me up. Send me a message. Leave me some comments. Leave me some reviews. And I'd really appreciate it if you go to thumbtack.com, just like it sounds, thumbtack. You put them in the wall all the time. Thumbtack.com, look for Jason Cremines, and please leave me a review. That's where I get hired for my speaking engagements. I currently have zero reviews on there. So if I could get one person out of the 40 or 50 that listen to this podcast to just leave me one review, I would really appreciate it. You're welcome to put whatever your experience is. If you can give me a 5-star rating, I'd appreciate that even more. But just be honest and give us a fair review, and that will help me to get gigs down the road that can help pay me some money and maybe help get us into a little better house soon. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Until I talk to you next time, which is probably going to be Tuesday, take care of yourself, and please be good to each other. I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.